Review the war news. A U.S. Army division is about 50 miles outside Baghdad, waiting for reinforcements and supplies before launching a full-scale ground attack against Iraq's elite Republican Guard. In the south, U.S. Marines have taken control of strategic bridges over the Euphrates River at the city of An-Nasiriyah. Joining me now is Terry Taylor, the president of the International Institute of Strategic Studies, U.S. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You're familiar with the landscape of Iraq. How does the landscape play into the tactical fighting strategy of each side?
Well, I think what you're seeing is the coalition forces using their advantage of mobility and the firepower they have to take advantage of the wide open spaces, the desert areas and so on, to move very as quickly as possible in order to reach what must be their final objective, which is the the command and control system of the Iraqi forces and the political apparatus. But the difficult areas we've already heard, even in southern Iraq, but also to come, are the urban areas, which don't look like a dense city with lots of high-rise, but rather spread out, and still will be very difficult terrain to fight through if they have to fight every yard of the way.
What are the greatest risks facing U.S. troops?
Well, I suppose it is a protracted urban campaign. That would be, I think, both militarily and politically, a great difficulty for them, obviously increasing casualties, not just their own, but also civilian casualties locally. And I think also the possible use of weapons of mass destruction. This is essentially probably chemical and biological weapons. And so they need to really get to the heart of the command and control system in order perhaps to prevent their use at some stage.
What are the Iraqis' major strengths?
Well, the major strength will be exploiting, as it's already apparent, a guerrilla activity. They know very well that they can't face down the coalition forces in the open areas with armored formations and so on. So, not surprisingly, they're using guerrilla tactics, particularly attacking coalition forces behind the leading elements. Be careful not to think of the term front line as if it's some definite line, and so it's if there are determined elements, and it wouldn't take too many of them, they can be very disruptive behind the Allied lines, and of course also encouraging the local civilian population not to be too welcoming too, and I think there's been some evidence of that already.
What do you think of this strategy of moving quickly into Baghdad without taking any of the cities they're passing through?
Well, I think it's the probably the most sensible strategy. I mean, there are military and political reasons for wanting to have a rapid campaign. The military reasons are to exploit their advantage of mobility and so on, to prevent the use of weapons of mass destruction, and thirdly, to eliminate areas where the Iraqi capabilities might threaten other countries like Israel. This is why you've seen a hook out into the western desert and occupying key areas out to the west of Baghdad and on the other side of Baghdad too. So it limits Iraqi military influence on outside countries, and I think that's an important factor too. But they have to go quickly, I think, for political reasons, not only to avoid their own casualties being in high numbers, but also civilian casualties to bring about a rapid collapse of the regime. So it seems the most sensible strategy.
Terry Taylor, president of the International Institute of Strategic Studies, U.S.